Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Bucks game is over. And now, it's time for the longest-running Pro Hoops post-game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
You know, I feel good. I always can get better. But, you know, I know myself. I know how usually it goes. You know, if I'm healthy, things are going to be okay.
The head coach.
You know, offensively, I think, you know, we make a few more shots. Could be dangerous.
And the fans.
You got a guy in Giannis. He's just, like, the most likable human being, and all the other people fall in line with that. Everybody kind of takes after him. And it's really positive to see that be the team that we give.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Now, here's your host, Bill Baby Tausch Schmid, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
I'd be lying if I told you that one wasn't even a little bit sweeter. 119-98, Bucks blow out the 76ers. They hold them under 100, a six-point game at half turns into a 21-point drumming of the 76ers in another wire-to-wire win by the Bucks tonight. Never trailed, never lost. Blow out the 76ers tonight by 21. Giannis, 31. Pair that with 17 boards. Now add in, why not, just for giggles, 9 or 8 assists, excuse me. I was looking at 25, 9, and 2 from Chris Middleton on 10 of 15 shooting. Giannis, 12 of 17 from the floor, 5 of 8 from the foul line, and an all-around victory by the Bucks tonight against the Philadelphia 76ers. These feel a little sweeter. 414-799-1250. The phone lines are open for you. You want to join us here tonight. If you're leaving Fiserv Forum, want to hear from you as well. I'm Bill Schmid, Baby Tausch. This is the Big and Safe Pro Postgame Show. It's driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. We'll get a drive of the game. We'll hear from Giannis, hear from the MVP coming up here, along with Mike Budenholzer, and a conversation about the enjoyment factor of Bucks basketball this year. I know you're having fun. We know that you're living and dying with each game, knowing that the team is by far the best in the league, right? But there's been a question that was raised to me by a listener tweeting in at 105.7 FM The Fan, same place that you tweet in if you want to join the program here tonight. There's a multitude of Bucks fans that have, and I don't think it's a fault. I don't think that it's necessarily an issue. It's a little bit of just waiting for the next challenge, waiting for the next hurdle. What can you clear next instead of being in the moment? I talked about it a couple of times last show when Ted Davis brought it to the attention of, I hope I never tire of watching the greatness that is Giannis. I hope we don't tire on watching the greatness that is this Milwaukee Bucks team. I get they haven't won the NBA championship. I get they need to prove more in the playoffs. I understand all that, and it's very well and good. It really is. But at this particular point, they are the best team and by far the most fun team to watch as they dominate another one at home. Guys, they're 48-8. They're 40 games over 500, and with an emphatic one tonight against Philadelphia, after how disappointing the game was on Christmas Day, you've now put it on Philly really, really well the last two times you've gone against the 76ers. They'll have one more in the regular season. A lot of people expect to see these two clubs get together in the postseason. We'll see how that matches up. But Ben Simmons leaves early tonight, and the 76ers just did not have enough. And to watch Joel Embiid lumber up and down the floor, shoot 5 of 18 from the floor, finish with 17 and 11, and get into foul trouble, really take himself out of that second half, right out of the gates. Within the first 48 seconds of the third quarter, Embiid was basically a non-factor from there then on out. This is the highlight, and this is how it sounded on ESPN with Mark Davis. Take a listen, and this was all but a dagger into the 76ers tonight.
Giannis and one, and that's going to be a foul against Embiid, his fourth. He gets back-to-back fouls.
Back-to-back fouls in the first minute of the second half. It's a six-point game. Bucks, yeah, led all of the opening half, but they weren't dominating by any stretch of the imagination. Playing well, shooting all right, keeping the 76ers in it. Officiating was interesting the entire way. But you have a superstar that right after a moving screen, Embiid shaking his head, talking to the officials, goes right at him, attacks right at the chest of the best player on the other team, gets him the fourth foul. Embiid's got to go sit down for five and a half minutes. They're already without Simmons. And at that point, the Bucks just reach out, stretch that a part of a 37-point third quarter tonight, and run away from the 76ers. Run away from another battle with this team. And, oh, by the way, have now beaten them twice with a little bit of gusto since that loss on Christmas Day. That one that finished as a 121-109 win. It was a different game than it was on Christmas Day. It wasn't even all that close. Bucks win by 11 then early on in the month, and now blow them out by 21 tonight at Fiserv Forum in front of, yes, a sellout crowd at Fiserv Forum, but also a national television audience again. As this one on ABC, if the television networks are telling you how big this matchup is each time, I think we also are looking at it and understanding just how dominant they can be when they want to be. Just pushing the accelerator down, putting the foot on the throat of the dying dog, and absolutely knocking off and knocking out the Philadelphia 76ers tonight. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. This is the Big and Safe Probes post-game show. It's 414-799-1250, 799-1250. If you want to join us on the phone lines, you can also email us live at 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm fired up watching another Bucks beatdown, and whether you think this one means a little bit more, or it does or doesn't to you, it's definitely sweet beating the 76ers again tonight and beating up on Joel Embiid, because I cannot get enough of watching that dude just stop, slow down, not necessarily give up. I tweeted the quitters now on the bench, 3 of 11 from the floor, and got himself four fouls right away. But the intensity of every single guy that got on the floor tonight, and the Bucks empty the bench in a 21-point victory against the Sixers tonight. They blow out Philadelphia again. They've put that Christmas Day game so far in the rearview mirror. And now, is it clear sailing to May? Now that you've gotten these out of the way, you still got a couple with Toronto, couple with Boston. We'll go through the rest of the schedule, but it feels like right now you've put the rest of the fears behind you tonight. 414-799-1250. We're back after this. Bucks get a 121-98 victory against the 76ers tonight. You can join us as the Pick and Save Probes post-game show. Baby Tausch with you on a Saturday night. We're back after this on The Fan.
Milwaukee, catch the Hall of Famer Sidney Moncrief during the post-game shows as he talks Bucks basketball with Baby Tausch at AM 1250 and 105.7 FM The Fan. Brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Did that really just happen? It's time for the "Are you kidding me?" moment of the game. Brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating over 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go to GeneWagner.com. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
You know, the All-Star game just proving that, you know, I'm here. I belong in being the best player in the world. You know, I just intend to just Keep coming out every single night. Just play hard, trying to get wins, and, you know, just go out and trying to win a championship.
Oh, brother. Whoops. What happened to that? That's Joel Embiid just a couple of nights ago and called himself the best player in the world. Well, tonight he definitely wasn't the best player on the floor. No, that was the reigning, defending, soon to be again MVP of the world, Giannis Antetokounmpo, 29 minutes, 31 points, 2 of 5 from beyond the arc, but 12 of 17 in total from the floor. 5 of 8 was Giannis from the foul line. Go along with 17 rebounds for Giannis. Doing it all, just 2 assists shy of a 30-15-10 triple-double tonight. Middleton, 25 points as well in 31 minutes, continues to just be a menace on the floor, shooting the basketball as cleanly as ever I've seen Chris Middleton put. They had the stat up here tonight, and every single time you see it and you kind of look into what type of rarefied air Chris Middleton with a 20 point per game 50-40-90 season could get into, they put up the stat of all the other guys that have done this: Larry Bird, Dirk Nowitzki, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, and right now Chris Middleton on pace to have over 20 a night and shoot 50% from the field, 40% from downtown, and 90% from the foul line. Just an incredible feat, an incredible team, and an incredible group of guys that are taking us on one hell of a run here in the city of Milwaukee, and I sure hope we're all enjoying it as much as I am being able to be here. Now 40 games over 500, 48-8 are your Milwaukee Bucks, now 26-3 at home. And, oh, by the way, congratulations to all you at Fiserv Forum tonight and leaving Fiserv Forum. You're a part of a new Fiserv Forum attendance record. 18,290 people packed into Fiserv Forum to watch their Bucks win and cover against the Philadelphia 76ers tonight. 799-1250. Mike's up on the fan on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show. Mike, what's going on the Saturday night? What's on your mind, bud?
Hey, Barry. I like the call screener you got. You putting the woman to work or what?
Yeah, our friend Alicia's hanging out with us here
tonight. Well, tell her I said hi.
Oh, you just did.
Didn't hear a lot from me. Chris Middleton, doubters, silence. Really? Giannis, kiss the baby goodnight. Great game.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about role players. Dante, the con man, Lopez, Hill and Matthews. Noah Korver, Ersan, I don't know if it was matchups or ailing injuries.
Yeah, Ersan was just a coaching decision. And, Mike, I think that's interesting because Marvin Williams got himself 19 minutes. I wonder if that's going to be maybe a new norm.
I don't mind him in there.
No, I don't either. I think when you're looking at Marvin Williams, his minutes were probably going to take away from Ersan's.
But I wish we had that Italian dude that's on Philly. He can light it up.
Yeah, Korkmaz is insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt about it. He's really, really good.
What do I got here? The Stars fans, well, I just think we're in for a wild ride here. I mean,
it sure feels like that.
I've watched every game last year. I watch every game this year. I think we're in for something special. And I'll talk to you later, Bill.
Appreciate it, Mike. I think you're in for something that can... This run that the Bucks are on right now, and everybody is prepping for the real run that starts once April hits in, because it was so expected to get back into the tournament. Everybody makes the tournament in the NBA. 16 of the 30 teams make the playoffs. When you got the best player, you know you're going to be there. You just kind of want to wait for it to get there, right? But for what you've been able to see night in and night out, now to get to this point in the year and still be sitting here like 2 full months away from playoff basketball, but your team is one of the most dominant teams the league has ever seen. I mean, that's the part of understanding really where they're at. They're one of the most dominant regular season teams that the league has seen. Look at the point differential. Look at the winning percentage. Look at the advanced metrics defensively and offensively. There's only a handful of groups that have ever done something like this. And it starts with the superstar, obviously, and Giannis taking himself to new heights. Chris Middleton taking a huge next step that I think everybody and their brother wanted to believe he wouldn't be able to do. But also the entirety of the organization taking a few more steps ahead. Getting a little bit more veteran experience. Getting some more out of the young players that you hoped would be able to flourish into role players like Dante DiVincenzo, 20 minutes tonight. You're getting the leadership off the bench of the George Hills. Robin Lopez has been big. Being able to have a true backup center. There are a lot of teams that not a lot of teams can give the height and the length against Giannis defensively like the 76ers can, right? Not many teams can line up and bully Joel Embiid for 48 minutes like the Bucks can with the size that they have down low in Robin and Brook Lopez. That's another part of that signing that feels a little bit undervalued at this point just yet. But for what they're able to do, the bodies they're able to throw at him, I mean, it's pretty obvious. Outside of the game on Christmas Day where everything was falling from downtown, great vibes going on, Embiid had 30 or whatever it was. They have a lot of big bodies that they're able to throw at him all night. And he was frustrated. You look at those back-to-back fouls taken right out of the second half, completely changed the game. That's where your superstar has to not only be maybe the most talented player on the world on the floor, but also be able to factor in where they are in the game, where you are getting to the paint, and being a little bit over-aggressive, getting frustrated, and taking it out with a dumb foul, not being able to move your feet, get into position, then having the wherewithal, the presence of mind, and the confidence, and a little bit of moxie to say, I know he's got three, I'm going right at him. The next possession. And they took him out for 5.5 minutes, and the Bucks were able to run away from the Sixers, outscoring him by 14 there in the third, outscoring by 21 in the game, 119-98. Back to the phone lines. Out in Stevens Point, Sam's up on the fan. Sam, what's going on tonight?
Good. I've been a long-time listener, so it's kind of cool to be on here. But you know,
appreciate you making the call, man.
I was watching this game, and I was just wondering why Ilyasova hasn't played. Like, he can't play 1 minute, and I think it kind of made me a little disappointed because I think he can add something to it. What I mean, who played today, I think he could add a lot. By him not playing, kind of, I mean, I don't know. It could kind of not him, them not playing him kind of maybe doesn't help the offense as much.
Sure, I think a lot of it, Sam, appreciate it, man. Don't be a stranger, all right? Dial us up a few more times if you're listening to us up in Stevens Point on the radio.com app. I think with Ilyasova being on the bench tonight, that's going to be probably the natural rotation, the natural substitution, rather, for Marvin Williams. If he is going to get the burn and Williams gets 19 minutes of run tonight, that's probably going to be the sub that you see a lot of times, but that's also going to be very matchup driven. If they believe that Ilyasova is going to have the better opportunity in that given night because of the matchup, I think he'll get close to 12, 15, 18 minutes of run on certain nights. I mean, Bud has never shied away from putting somebody on the bench and then going right back to him. Take it with Sterling Brown. I mean, now his time in the rotation has been lacking, to say the least, but the wherewithal to go right back to somebody, Bud has never shied away from sitting you down and then, all right, you're back and ready to go. Let's get tonight's shot of the game, and then we're going to get ourselves through what happened tonight as the Bucks battle and blow out the 76ers at Fiserv Forum in front of a new attendance record.
Was it a dunk? Was it a key basket in transition? Was it a spectacular play down the lane? It's time for the Wrench and Go drive of the game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest priced auto parts around. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
The bucket. Yeah, that was a tough move. Tough move by him. Giannis, room service. Yeah.
Hubie Brown and Mark Jones on the call, ESPN and ABC on Saturday night primetime NBA. This is a full audience that got to see the Bucks get back at the 76ers, not once, but now twice since the Christmas Day game. Put that one fully in the rearview mirror with a 119-98 win and cover by your Milwaukee Bucks. Matt Velasquez still to come. We're going to hear from the MVP coming up next. Also, some words from Mike Budenholzer. Still a lot to get to. Time for you as well at 414-799-1250. If you're a part of the sellout crowd, the new franchise attendance record at Fiserv Forum, want to hear from you. 414-799-1250. It's a big and safe Pro Hoops postgame show. Driven by Mercedes-Benz in Milwaukee North. Keep it with us. We're on the Fan.
It seems to me this has been a decent deflection game.
What defensive play stood out?
Giannis knocks that away from Love right at the rim.
Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113 Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Giving Wilt a chance. Burks on the break. Blocked by Giannis.
Giannis had himself a little block party. That was his only on the day. A rare night for Brook Lopez to not factor into the block category, but 9 points, 7 boards, 5 assists from Brook tonight. They just harass Joel Embiid on the block. Him and his brother Robin. The Lopez brothers have been so key in the Bucks being able to defend the 76ers team. The length that they have to try to go at the MVP, I think, pales in comparison to the type of size that the Bucks are able to really throw at Embiid. And I think at some point it's going to nullify just the importance of it. You want to talk about a team that is matched up well to slow down the opponent's best player. I mean, I get that they got a lot of size to throw at Giannis. I know they got the bigs. I know Horford's got experience against him. But when you're talking about harassing the best player and being able to make him severely uncomfortable, I don't know that many teams are going to be able to do what the Bucks can to Joel Embiid come playoff time, if indeed the 76ers even get that far. I know a lot on 94 WIP in Philly really like to run their mouth about Giannis and say that the Bucks might be frauds. That's our radio.com sports affiliate in Philadelphia, WIP 94 FM. There's a feeling of waiting for the doom to occur. A lot of people still don't want to trust what this group does come playoff time. Chris Middleton can still have his doubters. I don't know as many are really factoring in to that equation locally. I'm not hearing the conversation about Chris Middleton not being able to get it done as much locally. Man, Bart Winkler's just going at people on Twitter tonight with it. He's mentioning the 20-point per game, 50-40-90 club that he's joining right now, as if the season ended today. The steps forward the organization made in not only the offseason, but into the regular season. The player development steps that we've seen. I mean, good teams make those strides. I understand that. Good teams continue to get better. But when you're able to become this much better, when you're able to have your best players take tangible, sizable jumps in their talent level, Giannis floated that thing out in the offseason. Remember when Giannis had the interview and said, I think I'm about 60% of the player that I can be. And everyone kind of giggled and said, all right, dude, that's really good to hear. I like you saying that, but what are you ingesting into your body? Don't be talking to us when you're doing something different. But he may have been right. Usually nobody knows your body better than you. For him to feel like he was only going to get that much better was a little bit alarming to me, but also showed to me, and I think he's continued to prove to all of us watching night in and night out, that he's never going to take no for an answer. Mark Jones and Hubie Brown were talking about it on the ESPN broadcast tonight. The guy came into the league at 6'9", a buck 85, soaking wet, and now he's 6'11", 245, pushing 250, and continues to be one of the hardest working guys in the league. He had that little fadeaway jumper that he broke out a few different times tonight. He's had that. He's worked on it. But being able to trust it in big-time games, big-time moments, they just haven't had a ton of big-time moments. They haven't had a lot of clutch scenarios because they've been blowing teams out like this. Because they're so much better 1-12 than every other team in the NBA. I had a listener during the Christmas Day game against the Philadelphia 76ers, who the Bucks just beat by 21 tonight, say, where was the energy, intensity, and enthusiasm we saw going into the Clipper game at home, where the Bucks blow them out by 30-plus? What about the Laker game that was on TNT, the Thursday night game that everybody couldn't wait to see? You get this one at home, you've gotten them at home now twice. Back-to-back times. Bucks have kind of taken the 76ers to the woodshed. They did it again tonight, blowing out Philadelphia, 119-98. Closer game in the first half. Bucks led 56-50 at recess, outscore the 76ers by 14 in the third, darted out with a 10-0 run to start that period, and just never looked back. And the Bucks finish off the job tonight against Philadelphia and continue to dominate, now 40 games over 500.
Who's banged up on the Bucks?
Once I felt I could put weight on it, I was like, I had to get back out there.
This is the McCormick Law Office Milwaukee Injury Report. McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Well, no injury to note, at least that we know of, for Ersan Ilyasova as to why he did not get any run tonight. But Kyle Korver, the only on the injury report, his back is going to keep him from traveling for the Monday-Tuesday road trip for the Bucks against Washington and Toronto. That from our own Matt Velasquez, beat writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Matt will join us a little bit later on here tonight on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app. 414-799-1250 if you want to join the conversation being had right now on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show. But next, about to go inside the locker room. It's brought to you by Granville Business Improvement District. The Granville Connection opening soon. Go to granvillebusiness.org. That's GRANVILLE business.org to see how your small business can be a part of it. Giannis after the game, 31-17-8. In just 29 minutes for the soon-to-be unanimous MVP.
Giannis, you guys had a six-point lead at the half, and you end up blowing them out. How did you guys take control of this game?
You know, we just came out in the third quarter. We know they're going to try to come out hard. They always come out hard in the third quarter. But we were playing defense, and we were able to rebound the ball and run.
You told us before the game about how now these games start to matter more as you guys get ready for the postseason. What is a game like this? What kind of a message does it send?
Doesn't send any message. We're just coming out here, try to play good basketball, try to play together, and try to get better. You know, we got 26 more games into the playoffs. We just try to get in that playoff shape and just get better.
Joel Embiid proclaimed that he was the best player in the world. You guys had him, held him to 5 of 18. How did those comments sit with you coming into this game?
I'm not on social media. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, fair enough. We did know, speaking of social media, we saw that your son, Liam Charles, was born recently. You're going on the road soon. How much dad time are you getting in before the road trip?
I'm going to try to get as much dad time as I can right now, but when I go to the road trip, I'm going to try to get as much sleep as I can because these couple of days I haven't slept at all. And but yeah, you know, being a dad is amazing, and that's it.
behold our mortal enemy. We're keeping an eye on the enemy. How did the bad guy look tonight? Sponsored by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch or dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coach's on Lake Dunoon. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Joel Embiid proclaimed that he was the best player in the world. You guys had him, held him to 5 of 18. How did those comments sit with you coming into this game?
I'm not on social media. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, fair enough.
Giannis, after tonight's game, after Joel Embiid said this two nights ago after he had a 37-point outing.
You know, the All-Star game just proving that, you know, I'm here. I belong in being the best player in the world.
Whoops.
You know, I just intend to just, you know, keep coming out every single night, just play hard, trying to get wins, and, you know, just go out and trying to win a championship.
Yeah, good one. Giannis, Joel Embiid said he should be the MVP.
I'm not on social media. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, fair enough.
That is just tremendous stuff. Joel Embiid might think he's the best player in the world. He sure didn't prove it tonight. As you heard there, 5 of 18 from the floor. Just 1 of 2 from downtown was Joel Embiid with 17 points, 11 boards, 4 assists. I will say, late still into the game, Embiid was still giving it what he had, which is maybe a little bit different than you see from Joel Embiid on other nights, but they needed it because they were without Ben Simmons. Just played 5 minutes tonight from the 76ers. As he left with a back issue that kept him out just two nights ago. Tobias Harris, the former Buck, 31 minutes of burn, 11 points, 3 of 10 from the floor was Tobias Harris tonight. Good max contract deal. Glenn Robinson, the third, got a start tonight. He had 6 points. The only other double-figure 76ers were Milton and Korkmaz. Korkmaz can just absolutely light it up. 7 of 14 from the floor. 3 of 4 from downtown. Guy can fill it up from deep, that's for sure. Bucks, 119, 98 winners tonight. Giannis, 31, 17, and 8. 25 from Chris Middleton. 12 to lead the scorers off the bench on 5 of 8 shooting in 18 minutes from Robin Lopez. He outscores his brother, Brooke, who just comes in 1 of 5 from downtown again. 4 of 10 from the floor was Brooke tonight. Did have himself 7 boards and 5 assists to go along with that. Eric Bledsoe pitched in 27 minutes, 10 or 12 points go along with 8 dimes and 4 rebounds himself for the Kentucky Wildcat prodigy for the Milwaukee Bucks. But in that third quarter, you heard Giannis just say it was knowing they were going to come out strong. We had to set the tempo. We needed to set the tone. Well, they sure set the tone there in the third quarter. And a lot of it, a lot of that credit needs to go to 34. Once Embiid goes out with those 4 fouls, I mean, it was pretty much curtains. The Bucks were able to go on a 10-0 run with him on the bench. Took it right at him after he gets a loose foul on a moving screen, take it right at him the next possession, get him the 4th foul, and he was down. He was out of the game. I can only imagine Mike Budenholzer is going to be very, very happy about that and talk about that when he joins the show coming up here in a couple of moments when we get inside the coach's corner. Matt Velasquez is going to be here as well. You still have time for you at 414-799-1250. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch, talking about a Bucks 21-point victory. They win matchup number 3 against the 76ers. It's the Big and Safe Pro postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Keep it right here. Coach Bud coming up next on The Fan.
Let's hear from the head coach. This segment is sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Going to hear from Coach Bud coming up. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Appreciate you hanging out. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. Bucks get another win, another W. and another beatdown of the Philadelphia 76ers. Those feel really good. These wins feel really good. I don't know about anybody else, but there's certain nights, there's certain teams that you just really like winning against. You just really like beating. This is one of those for me. Beating the 76ers, and a lot of it is because of what Joel Embiid does to himself. A lot of it is exactly that. I really do not like that guy. I don't know if once I hung out with him, Giannis said he's such a good guy when he said that's why he drafted him number one in the All-Star game draft. I thought it may have been a little bit of troll job. But he seems like a dude that I would not get along with. And if you're longtime listeners of the station, if you heard me on the post-game show on the Brewers side as well, I do take my personal beliefs of people into account of how it just doesn't seem like somebody that is going to be able to be the number one lead dog on a title team. Just that personality, that style, that effort level that sometimes you get from, it just doesn't bode well to me as a dude that is going to be able to lead an organization. Doesn't seem like a guy that's going to take and elevate everybody around him. Seems like somebody that needs to be elevated. And you don't have that with Giannis. While I know Eric Name had the article maybe a year or so ago, really, really well done piece where detailed the conversations in the locker room that those guys had and the conversations around the team when they were both kind of coming into their own, finding out who they were going to be as players, growing together, battling against each other in practice every single day, striving to get the best out of each other. You can get pushed by somebody else. But that type of drive to become a champion, that kind of drive it takes to become an MVP. We talked to Sidney Moncrief, Hall of Famer, on here on this same Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. And listening to somebody that has that internal drive, has that desire to be the absolute best. Same with Leroy Butler when him and I talk on the Wendy's Big Show here, 2-6 on the Fan. There's just a different level of attitude. There's a different type of demeanor that you really need to have. There's a different type of electricity you carry yourself with. There's a different type of work ethic you have. It's always been, when I was growing up in sports, it would be, what do you do when nobody's looking, right? When the coaches aren't there, how are you preparing? I just don't see this guy being that number one worker. I don't see him being the guy that continues to push other guys to go to the gym on a Saturday night instead of, the poker room at Pottawatomie on the night before you get a game. There's something different about guys like Kobe Bryant. Guys like LeBron has himself some fun, but guys like LeBron James. Allen Iverson was a great player. Amazing player. Hall of Fame talent. Tells a story about him and Kobe when they were in the first year in the league together. AI was the number one overall pick. Kobe was teens. And Iverson says they went to dinner and after the game or after dinner and shakes up with Kobe. Goes, all right, man, where are you going? Goes, I'm about to go to the club, AI. Where are you going? Kobe said, I'm going to the gym, man. And there's just that different level that certain guys have. Your guy here in Giannis has it and brings it every single night. And I truly believe brings it out of the guys around him. When you see somebody working like that, it only makes you want to work that much harder. It makes you want to elevate your game to be like that, be able to be in those moments, be in those situations, be in those games. The Bucks right now are on pace to be in some pretty, pretty special contests on the way out here as they have now set themselves up 40 8-8. They are 40 games over 500 after the win tonight against the Philadelphia 76ers. And I don't know if it makes you, if it's any different to people listening to the sound of my voice on 414 on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM. If it does, it's 414-799-1250. But there's just a different feeling, a different energy I get when you beat the 76ers team, because they were so highly touted about, this is the team that for sure is going to be able to get the Bucks. This is the one that the Bucks are not going to be able to get away from. And then the Christmas Day game comes, and now you've put it on them twice since then, and really taken the 76ers out of their own element with the types of games that the Bucks have put up against the Philadelphia 76ers here in the last month. In the month of February, the Bucks have taken out Philadelphia now twice tonight by 21. Now let's go hear from our guy Matt Velasquez down at Fiserv Forum.
This guy's on the inside. After every game, listen to the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show for the latest from JS Online's Matt Velasquez. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola. Divorce, child custody, or any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Morola online at MorolaLaw.net or call 414-327-5800. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
You know, the All-Star game is just proving that, you know, I'm here. I belong in being the best player in the world. You know, I just intend to just, you know, keep coming out every single night, just play hard, trying to get wins, and, you know, just go out and trying to win a championship.
Joel Embiid proclaimed that he was the best player in the world. You guys had him, held him to 5 of 18. How did those comments sit with you coming into this game?
I'm not on social media. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, fair enough, Giannis. This guy is, though. Matt Velasquez, our Milwaukee basketball insider here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, JS Online. At Matt_Velasquez is where you find him on social media, such as Twitter. Matt, I don't know if there's any gusto that the players have taken on Philadelphia, but I talked to Sidney Moncrief the other night. Obviously, he had some incredible battles with this 76er group. It feels like these two teams do not like each other. Now, I know Ben Simmons checks out early, does not return with the back, but the Bucks put it on Philadelphia tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, before the game, you know, Giannis was telling us how, you know, Mike Budenholzer came into the locker room. And, you know, he told the team, he said, hey, you know, it's one thing, it's hard, you know. Or I guess he said it's easy to kind of bounce back from that Christmas Day game, the way they played and the way they got beat. But it's a whole different thing to be able to back that up and do it again. And the Bucks were really motivated to, you know, defend home court, to win a second game against the Sixers, to, you know, continue to, you know, get a little bit of revenge for that Christmas Day game. And they showed it on, you know, on the court tonight.
It just felt like it, and I know Matt Wesley Matthews said it before the last time these two clubs got together, and Joel Embiid likes to run his mouth a little bit, but there's a difference between a lot of superstars in this league and the guys that you can tell have the Hall of Fame mentality, the Hall of Fame talent. And when those two quick fouls came on Embiid there in the third quarter, it felt like the absolute turning point in the game. And really, the Bucks never looked back, leading the whole game, but that was pivotal, getting him four fouls there within the first minute of the third quarter.
Yeah, at that point, it just felt like the game was over. And the crazy thing is that, you know, over the first few minutes that Embiid was out, you know, the Bucks only gained, like, 3 points to their lead. It was like, you know, it felt like more than that. Like, you know, when they went from being up 11 when Embiid checked out, and obviously the last play he had when he checked out was, you know, he couldn't really contest Giannis on a runaway, you know, layup. You know, it was still a really good layup by Giannis, but Embiid had to kind of run past him and not contest in the same way he would, because he didn't want to pick up a fifth foul, you know, so early in the third quarter. But from the time he checked out to, like, you know, maybe 2.5 minutes or 3 minutes, when Wes Matthews hit a corner three, the Bucks only gained 3 points. But I don't know, like, the crowd was going, the Sixers looked kind of defeated, the Bucks were rolling, and everything was just trending that way. And obviously, you know, maybe it'd be different if Ben Simmons had played more. Maybe, you know, it'd be different if Joel Embiid hadn't had that foul trouble. But, I mean, that's the game, right? Like, that's why you play the game. That's
right.
What happens, you know, in a basketball game. And I think the Bucks were, you know, they were, you know, with Embiid playing normally in the first half, you know, the Bucks were only up by 6 in a game where it seemed like they were playing a lot better than that. And then they kind of just fired on all cylinders in the third, led by Giannis.
To be able to run away from the Sixers like the Bucks ended up doing tonight with the win against Philadelphia. And, Matt, I think the way that you put it was precise. Being able to just lean on Middleton and Giannis there to both just jet out in that fourth quarter. Middleton getting a little bit more comfortable from downtown. 25 points tonight. There's just no slowing these guys down now. 40 games over 500. It's crazy to even say.
Yeah, that's totally wild. I hadn't even thought about the fact that they're 40 games over 500. I know they can clinch a playoff spot as of Monday, which is bananas. But it's not something they care about. Giannis was asked about it after the game. He's like, yeah, we're not thinking about that. Like, we knew and we hoped we'd be a playoff team. Like, that's nothing that they're thinking about. They're trying to get better and all that. You know, but he did, you know, kind of switching course a little bit. He did mention, you know, was asked about Joel Embiid calling himself the best player in the world the other night. And Giannis just totally, you know, shut it down. You know, our good friend Charles Gardner asked the question, and Giannis was like, Charles, I know you're doing your job, and you're trying to get me to say something to go viral or whatever. He's like, you know, Joel's a good guy. You know, I like him. You know, I like his style, his personality, whatever. You know, every player should think that they're the best player in the world. Like, everybody
right.
should think that. And
yep.
that's good. That's the mentality you want to have. And so Giannis just totally, you know, maybe they took the high road, but his play on the court offered a little bit more of a different answer.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, it's just a totally different story when you get these two cats on the floor together. Matt Velasco is joining us from Fiserv Forum tonight. Now, Kyle Korver, you reported earlier today will not make the trip to Washington and Toronto. Any news further on that, or will just be reevaluated once they get back?
Yeah, they're waiting for a few days, trying to give him a little bit more rest time to recuperate from his back soreness. And they won't know exactly what the plan is until after they get back, I think, or maybe while they're gone, they'll get word from the performance staff who are still here. But there's no expectation he'd play any sooner than I think their next game after the trip is on Friday against OKC at home, if I can remember correctly.
Mm-hmm. What do you make of this schedule coming up here? I mean, they still have 3 against Toronto. They got a couple of meetings against Boston, couple against Miami, and still the Lakers just before or just into the month of March. It feels like it's going to get tougher, but there's still a lot of games in here. I mean, you're looking at Phoenix, getting Memphis, Washington a couple of times. There's still some easy ones on the way out, but it feels like these next 26 are going to be a good tune-up for the crew with some big-time playoff teams in there.
Yeah, just the only question for me is where do the Bucks stand heading into April? I think we've talked about this before. They start April with a home game against the Raptors, then they go play the Raptors in Toronto right after that, which leads into, you know, a 3-game road trip, Toronto, Boston, Philly. I mean, that 4-game stretch could be pretty, you know, cool to watch and fun to watch and maybe indicative of how things go in the playoffs. But it could also be at a time where the Bucks have already clinched the number one seed and they can just cycle through guys and rest guys and not really, you know, show much to those teams. And so you wonder how they're going to approach it, what they're going to do, how the standings are going to look at that point in the season. But if they do, you know, play all their guys and do, you know, embrace the pre-playoff tests that they'll have over the last 26 games, I mean, we have a chance to see some really fun basketball. I mean, we got, like you mentioned, there's a lot of really good games. I think 15 of their last 26 are against teams over 500, or at least who are over 500 at the time of the All-Star break. So that's a lot of fun stuff. It's really backloaded, a lot of national TV games.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe that'll lead to some more conversation about the Bucks going forward.
I was just going to say, you got 4 ESPN games still on here, 4 TNT games, a couple of these ABC night games. I mean, they really are going to get some true exposure to the rest of the country if teams and people around aren't taking notice of what the best team in the league has done at 48-8. There's still some time to do so, and ESPN and TNT are going to help with that. All right, Matt, you're going to help me with something. MVB tonight. 25 points on 10 of 15 shooting for Middleton, 31 and 17. Who does the MVP go to tonight, Matt Velasquez?
Well, yeah, I mean, he may not be the best player in the world by Joel Embiid's estimation, but I'm going to go with Giannis.
Okay, good.
I think he turned the game, not himself, because obviously he obviously had his teammates on the court, but he was really doing the lion's share in that third quarter. He scored the first 11 points out of the half for the Bucks. He assisted on the next five. He then assisted on two more threes in that quarter. So I think he was responsible for, let's add it up really quick, 23 points in the third quarter, either scoring or assisting. That's pretty good, considering he only played like 8.5 minutes of that third quarter. That's really good.
There you go. There you have it. That's Matt Velasquez. He's got your MVP. And we got him again on Monday after the Bucks take on the Washington Wizards right here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Matt, appreciate it. We'll read the Sunday feature tomorrow, all right?
All right. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. That's Matt Velasquez, Matt_Velasquez, where you follow him on social media. He joins me on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. Is your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. Take a look at the scoreboard coming up here next. This is the Big and Safe Probes postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. You heard Matt say MVP tonight. It is Giannis Antetokounmpo. Stunning. Amazing. 31 points, 17 boards, 8 assists on 12 of 17 shooting for the MVP. And he's the MVP tonight, brought to you by Chevy. Check out the all-new 2020 Chevy Silverado at your local Chevy dealer or at WisconsinDriveChevy.com. Coming right back here inside the Bella Windows and Doors Wisconsin Studios. Get a look around the NBA next here. A little bit of time for you. 799-1250 if you want to join the conversation. It's the Pick and Save Probes postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. On the
What did Milwaukee's MVP do today? Could he be a back-to-back MVP? It's time for the MVP Minute. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on the Fan.
And it's inside the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Studios. Welcome back. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Appreciate you being here. After the Bucks get a much-needed 119-98 win against Philadelphia 76ers, go to 48-8. Yeah, you heard that right. 48-8. In large part to the reigning defending MVP in the MVP Minute. 31 points go along with 17 boards, 8 assists, and a block shot. For Giannis, a couple of triples rained down from the MVP tonight as well as the Bucks take out the 76ers by 21 tonight. Led by only 6 at the break, but outscore Philadelphia by 14 there. Giannis accounted, assisted, or scored 23 straight coming out there in that 37-point third quarter for the Bucks to run away from Philadelphia tonight. Guys, Pick and Save, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin is the place you need to go to simplify your life, but also make window replacement a part of your 2020 vision today. Also, if you're looking for a new opportunity and you have some experience as a window or door installer, listen up, because in Brookfield, Green Bay, and Madison, they are in desperate need of new employees for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Why you want to work for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? They offer premium pay. That's number one. They're a number one nationally recognized brand and have been in business for over 100 years. They're not only just going to train you, they're going to train you with hands-on training, with job site managers, project managers there with you the entire step of the way, all the way through completion of the project. Not just going to dump you off, get your paperwork done, get your W-2s ready to go. And then, all right, cool. Pick you up at 4:30. Instead, they're going to work with you and not make you just do all the work at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Guys, if you haven't heard, their new financing offer has been extended through the month of February. Your choice of 10-year, 2.99% APR financing or 18-month, 0% APR financing on approved credit. Don't get waitlisted today. Go to PellaWI.com. And if you're looking for one of those opportunities career-wise, go to PellaWI.com/career-opportunities. And once again, stop in at their brand new Pella Windows and Doors Wisconsin Experience Center. It is tremendous out in Brookfield. Tell them Bill Schmidt sent you here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, and they will take great care of you. PellaWI.com, where you schedule your free in-home consultation today. Bucks get a 119-98 win. Elsewhere, Kings over the Clippers, 112-103, led most of the way. They're in L.A., the only matinee on the day. Nets, 115-86 over the Hornets. Hawks beat the Mavs in ATL, 111-107. It's the Heat, 124. Cavs, 105. Suns beat the Bulls in Chi-Town, 112-104. Devin Booker with 29 in that one. 120-110, the Rockets get a 10-point victory over the Jazz in Utah tonight. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. Appreciate Sam Schmitz down at Fiserv Forum. Leisure Rucks on the other side of the glass producing the program tonight. This has been the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. We're back on Monday with the Hall of Famer Sidney Moncrief as the Bucks travel to the nation's capital, take on the Washington Wizards. From now until Monday at 2, we're back live at 5 on Monday morning. This is 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.